بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Before we start the kitab, just as a mudhakara, reminder that every week, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq that we gather together, and the intention is for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But us coming here also is not by our own doing. We know ourselves by default, we're lazy. We can help it, we'll put our kurta, hang it up, put our feet up and relax. The shock and desire, Allah Ta'ala put in the heart. For us to come here, ye qadam uthte nahi uthaye jaate hai. Me nahi aaya, laya gaya hu. I don't come on my own, Allah Ta'ala brought me. Allah Ta'ala brought me, Allah wants to give me something. So I have to make the correct intentions also. Ya Allah, I've come for your pleasure. Looking for your, this talab and desire in the heart, ya Allah, they have come to look for you. Those of the Masturah listening with the receiver also, with shock and desire for the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And to get the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very easy. Make the correct intention and fattabi'uni. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And more specifically, we come for our islah, to rectify our hearts, to rectify our iman, our imaniyat. This we have to speak about over and over again. My salah also, myself. We speak about salah, we're teaching the boys in madrasa about salah, we do all the dalail, we do all the proofs, all the ahadith. Doesn't mean now you know all the ingredients, you've tasted it. We'll have to dive into it. Person can speak about deep sea fishing and about scuba diving, but if he didn't experience life and go into the ocean, he won't know what it's about. Hazrat says also, that he's a cook and he cooks a very good pot of broth and soup for winter. And it distributes free of charge. And whoever drinks it, mashallah, enjoys good health, doesn't get the flu. But the cook himself is now distributing and he's dishing it out. He himself now has got a whole box of tissues. He's got a terrible flu. So asking cooks up, you got the flu, you're making such a top broth, whole dunya is talking about it, what the ingredients you have in there. He said, no, I like to distribute, but I haven't tasted it. So inna lillah. You must have it also. The same way we have to taste it ourselves. What we want the entire dunya to taste it. We want the wife, we must come right. The children must come right. But the imam wuzu is broken, what will happen? Whole congregation is gone. So I've come for my own islah. If I will come right, alhamdulillah, everything will come right in my life. My salah will come right. My imaniyat, maghibat. The unseen. How many of us speak about the unseen? Just as we sing over and over again, make this niyat, ya Allah, I'm preparing myself from Laylatul Jumu'ah till Jumu'ah, from one Thursday, from one Friday to the next Friday. Live from one Friday to the next Friday. Ya Allah, for this week, no gunas, no sins. Ya Allah, you save me. All my salat, ikbire ula, safi awwal, my imaniyat, my maghibat. For 1 week now, we just take some hisab kitab. Take some hisab as accountability. Muharram has started also. Umar would say, hasibu anfusakum qablu antu hasabu. Take your own hisab before your hisab will be taken. Take your own account. You audit your own books. Iqra kitabak. Qiyamah's day Allah Ta'ala will give you a kitab. Allah will say, Iqra kitabak. Read your own book. Read your own karguzari. Read your own ledger and journal. Ya Allah, we don't want to read it that time. Read your own journal. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alika hasiba. This is enough for your own accountability. You read it. And you judge for yourself which is your final destination. Aisha would say, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when the person whose hisab kitab is opened up, the person who Allah Ta'ala checks his books, definitely he'll be punished. There's no way out. We just make dua to Allah, Allah make fazal. Allah don't even open it also. So the sifarish, through the intercession of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala have raham upon us, don't even open our hisab kitab. We've got nothing really to show. Once when Umar Palampur hisab rahmatullah alayhi, what a personality. More than 30 years sitting on the kursi Nizamuddin. Whatever he would say, he would just filter through the whole dunya. Once he wrote to the Sheikh Zakaria Sahib, his Sheikh, Hazrat, I have fear in my heart. I fear such a personality. So many years in the path of Allah. I can imagine the tahajjud and his uloom, his marifat, his muhabbat for Allah, dedication to deen. Entire life came out in the khidmat of deen. And he writes now at that level of his to his Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat, I have this fear in my heart that is bothering me. That if I go before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Hazrat, I have no confidence that even two rakats of my salah is accepted. I'm afraid if nothing comes out right. But the Shaykh wrote back and said that Mubarak, to you at least we have this fear. My fear is I don't even know whether one sajda is accepted. You're talking about two rakat salah, what about my one sajda? If really we have that fear, my dear brothers, we can imagine now how we'll come right so quickly. The ladies won't have time for anything else. They won't have time for Muharram gifts also. You won't have time to go shopping. We're worried about our salah. We're worried about one sajda, ya Allah. We don't know whether it's acceptable. We're worried now whether they'll accept my gift, whether the gift will be befitting, whether it'll be right, whether they'll like it, whether Allah likes me, whether my one sajda was good to Allah. It's a fikr of the heart, ya Allah. It's a reality. I have to go back to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. How you made your sajda? How you made your salah? How was your taharat? So this every Thursday night we are coming to make islah for iman, our imaniyat. As I'm saying, for the last week we can ask myself also. That really my last week that I passed from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, was it a dunya dar week or deen dar week? How much of akhirat I spoke in this 1 week? How many deals I cut now for my akhirat? How much did I increase of my durood sharif? Did I take off properly at least 2 minutes or 1 minute after Zuhur Salah or after Asr Salah? I sat down 10 times durood sharif with love. As is of sitting, as Hazrat says also, when you're reading our durood, 40 durood every Thursday, is that customary? Hazrat says you should read this as if you are standing in front of the rawda. And Nabi Ali Salatu said, Joom Joom ke, Nabi Allah listen to me, look at my piara. Look at my piara, how he's reading durood sharif for me. Look at him, how he's praising me. Hazrat says in durood sharif means we're telling Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, Jazakallahu khairan. O Nabi of Allah, may Allah reward you the best of rewards. The Qurban you gave for me in Taif, the Qurban you gave for me in Badr, your teeth go shaheed in Uhud. O Nabi of Allah, may my life be sacrificed for you. When you read our durood, that's how we read it. We learn from our kabir and our mashayikh. How did it durood? What love, what muhabbat. To picture yourself at the Rawdah Mubarak. Yeah, I am standing here right now, reading for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, just to think Allah ta'ala take us over and over again to Madina Tayyiba, to the city of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Person who reads every Thursday night and durood sharif, 40 durood, who compiled? The Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Person has to have that nisbat at least, alhamdulillah. We can see our dada Shaykh also, the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahimahullah. Hazrat Wala was there to him also, our honorable Shaykh. So we can just imagine now person going to make salat and salam. And how we learn to make salat and salam also from Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Told us in Fazail Hajj, how to enter with the right foot, read your dua, speak of sadqa before that. Now you're going to meet the master. Put your gaze down. Read Inna Allahu Malaikatahu Yusalluna Ala Nabi. Then 70 times, 100 times, 200 times, durood upon As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Whatever words you know, as the Shaykh has mentioned the entire thing. How he taught us everything, one step, how to make that salat and salam. And as you exit from Babu Salam, you enter, and Babu Al-Baqi, you exit. And just think Allah's fazal upon us, Allah's karam, that we are linked to our Shaykh Abu al-Hamis Abdul Barakatuh, and to all our mashayikh, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. As you exit Babu Al-Baqi, directly in front of you is Jannatul Baqi. But the Shaykh is buried there, subhanAllah. Where you learnt it from, and as you exit, your ustaz is there buried right over there. What Mubarak moments Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we should make so much shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this Thursday night that we come, this durood that we are reading, is just customary. We're doing it for the islah of our hearts. This 100 names, 99 names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we're not just reading it. One niyat is now you're allowed to learn it by heart. The person who learns the names of Allah by heart, what he means is Jannat. So we learn it and we live by it. And we adopt the akhlaq and sifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is kareem, Allah is raheem, Allah is overlooking, Allah is ra'oof, Allah is latif. So all these beautiful attributes of Allah, ya Allah give me these attributes. Allah is overlooking, Allah is tolerant. And the beauty of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, to have all these qualities within my life. So all this we are doing every Thursday night for the islah of my heart. My last week, how did I take it out? How much of iman niyyah did I discuss with my family, with my children, with my workers? We know that cell phone doesn't leave us. It's all the time. But we have to leave. They say we have to learn to leave before we have to leave. We have to learn to leave before we have to leave. We have to learn to leave all these things. Go out in the path of Allah. Go for the... These programs are here to cut us off. Right now we're sitting here, there should be no thought of dunya also. Because our dunya is for our deen, for our qabr, for our akhirat. So the last week, how much did I discuss about maghibat, iman? We speak about iman. Hazrat was speaking now tonight also in the Shab Guzari, Malawi. Hazrat was speaking about there, the halqa jor. If you speak about iman, the sifat of iman, tawakkul, yaqeen upon Allah, trust upon Allah, love for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, reliance upon Allah, to take from Allah, tabarak, all this we have to speak about is so much, it comes into my heart. Dear Allah, you give, you take. Allah gives, Allah takes, Allah makes no mistakes. Allah Ta'ala gave me my children. Allah Ta'ala gave me my wife. Everything came from Allah. I am not the boss. I don't own anything. It's an amanat. Children amanat. Business amanat. Everything amanat. Allah has given us an amanat. Nothing belongs to me. Our mashayikh say the biggest deception of this zamana. The biggest deception of this zamana, that life is mine, wealth is mine, property is mine, car is mine, family is mine. Say, hamara kuch nahi. Me kuch nahi, hamara kuch nahi. Nothing is mine. And to highlight this, our mashayikh quote the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah, I said, I've already purchased from you. Already the deal is done. I already have purchased from you أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah said, I have purchased from the believers their wealth and their lives. It belongs to me. Doesn't belong to them. Where you get a Rabb like Allah, Allah has purchased the two most napak things, two most impure things, our wealth and our lives. We know how pure, impure it is. Allah said, I purchased the most impure things from you in exchange for Jannah, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Where you get a purchaser like this, bought something that is raddi qisam, gatya, something that is now, what do you say, the lowest of qualities. He purchased what a high price in exchange for Jannah. Right, we get surprised, people are paying so much for number plate. Allah says, I purchased your life. I purchased your wealth already. It's such a purchaser, Allahu Akbar, Allah says, I purchased, I'm giving you a Jannah in exchange for that, and your health, your wealth, your time and your life, I'm giving it back to you to use it and enjoy it. Where will get someone like that? Where he purchased from you, broken down car, fixed it up everything, he said, now you can use it. And he gave you full price like a brand new car. Allah is doing that for us. So at least we can prepare ourselves, our imaniyat, our aqaid, our beliefs, how to trust in Allah. We can see with the secular education, it just divorces our imaniyat completely. And I have to worry about the future of my children. Sahaba ikram didn't have this worry also. And now they're making dua, the lady is making, sahabiyat is making dua. Ya Allah, accept my husband in the path of Allah. And what dua she making? He must have come back. Our wives are asking, when are you coming back? 24 hours, 72 hours. And 1-2 minutes late, 2 hours late, what happened? Papsi Bayan was so long. Yes, Sahabi at them. What was in their heart? What iman was in their heart? That's why we don't make ta'alim at home, we don't understand what Islam is about. Years will come out, but the thoughts, the mindset not changing still. We're still running behind dunya, and we know dunya is going to chase me. But I'm still chasing, I'm still chasing, I'm still chasing. Hazrat says, if you're getting the thrill and sweetness of chasing dunya, it means you haven't tasted the sweetness of salah. If you tasted the sweetness of salah, say dunya will just become bland. I've got my namaz, dunya is there. It'll wait a little while, no problem. I'm not rushing. I'm not rushing, I've got my Allah. I've got the owner of the company here. When I went now to get a raise, or I get to get a better position in the company, and the boss says, just sit with me, don't worry. I'll worry about your position. What a position I got here. Well, I'm worried about that, man. I'm sitting next to him. He called the tea lady. What you'll have? Hot or cold? Cappuccino, coffee. I got everything made over here. Downstairs, I've got to make it myself. Allah says, you got it made by me. Where are you running away? Where are you going to? You haven't understood what you're here for right now. So to get that sweetness of the muhabbat of Allah, for salah, for Quran, tilawah, for dhikrullah, Allah sent us for this. Allah made the tongue for that. Allah Ta'ala made the brain for that. So every Jumu'ah, prepare ourselves. That's why our Hazrat tells us also, that for a Muslim businessman on the day of Jumu'ah, there should be only one business of Durood Sharif. Only one business. This is a tijarat. Lan tabur. We'll never go down. We'll never suffer or loss. هَلَّ دُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيبْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala makes tashkiri in Quran Sharif. That shall I show you such a business that will save you from a painful punishment. When you'll never suffer a loss, who is saying? Rabbul Alameen is saying. That Allah is telling you, this is iman, you still got doubt. This is what you say, discuss maghibat, the unseen, jannat, jahannam, qabr. We have to discuss these things. We don't speak to our children about it. Why? What are you talking about? qabr now, as if Malakul Maut is going to come now. You won't come now. We have to. And then, but the mothers will say, they get upset. If I'm not here, what are you going to do? Now you're talking about Maut. But we have to go, we have to speak about it. And Maut is just something which is disastrous. And men should be yearning to leave this world. This is the jail for us. But this jail, we can see now, how we've designed it, how we've decorated it. And the qabr we haven't decorated. So we're scared to go down there. We're afraid. They say you must spend so much in the path of Allah, till your heart is always where the wealth is. Spend so much in the path of Allah, that your heart goes to where your wealth is right now in Akhirat. I spend so much already there, I'm waiting to go there. My investments are all over there. May Allah Ta'ala keep it like that. Where it'll never get burnt, it'll never get looted, it'll never go down, already reserved by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Adi Ibn Abdullah Mahaji Makki will say, Rahmatullah Alayh. He says the person who puts that 10 rand, 100 rand, 1 rand in the hand of the beggar, say in reality you must thank him. Because he's the one that's depositing your money in the bank of Akhirat free of charge. What he does thereafter is up to him. But he's the one doing you the favor. As soon as he put it in his hand, already is deposited. Gone into the bank of the Akhirat. As I mentioned also tonight, he says one person, Arab person was working 3,000 riyals a month. Expenses for the month was 10,000. He goes to the alim, Sheikh, can't come out every month. 3,000, I'm earning 10,000, now is my expenditure for the month. How do I come out? This is iman. What will you say? Go take one loan. Oh, I have to go to the bank. There's no way out. Allah, I tried here, I tried there. All the doors are closing. And unfortunately, Hazrat says, we as ulama also, not trained by the mashayikh, we're thinking also dunya. How to solve his dunya with dunya? How to solve his dunya with dunya? So you see, you have to make a plan maybe, open a shop somewhere else, close this one, go to the bank, maybe temporary loan, structure the plan like this, structure it like that. You see, where are you thinking? This alim was Allah wala. So see the reply, which defies our logic and defies our thoughts, what we learned around us. You see, take a sadqah. We say, inna lillahi. I'm telling you, I can't come out and you're telling me, take a sadqah. Allah's promise. Allah's promise, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah says, they spend from what we have given you. If you give it back to us, we'll give you much more in return. So he went back home and told his wife, I went to the alim, and he said, take a sadqah. Wife had iman in her. So she says, how much we can take out? Earning 3,000? Let's take out 30 riyals. So take out 30 riyals, Allah put so much barakat in the 30 riyals, in a short span of time, Hazrat says, became a millionaire. With barakats, based upon the amal of shariat. Not based upon, this wasn't intelligence, this is super intelligence. This is super intelligence of nubuwat. Not the intelligence of dunya. If you don't have, then I go to the bank. Yamhaqullahu riba. I is saying that the interest came into the account, my amount increased. And Allah is saying decreased. There's a loss. When you're giving in the path of Allah, the eye is saying decrease, Allah is saying increase. I will give you increase in it. This is imaniyat. So we've come to learn iman every week. We come with the intention, we can't teach anything. Allah is a mu'allim. Allah will teach us iman. Allah will teach us now how to believe in Him, how to trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every day we're making decisions. My children, my child's education, and his madrasa, and this, and that. Which way to build his iman? We know the fitnas around us. If I don't learn how to build iman, how am I going to build his iman? What am I going to introduce him to? The avenues of iman, tawakkul, yaqeen, all these are big, big sifat that a person should have in his life. Now we don't even talk these things at home. If I talk to Mustarat yaqeen, iman, tawakkul, they might say, what's these words? Because a young girl got married, then she phones her father after 1 week, Papa, come pick me up. He said, what happened? She said, I can't live with this man anymore. You say, what happened? He's using the four-letter words on me. He say, inna al-gila. 1 week, he's doing four-letter words on you. What is telling you? He say, I must bake, I must cook, I must sew, I must clean. Inna lillahi. I thought he's swearing you. See, the swearing words to me, this. I never cleaned at home. I never baked at home, never cooked at home. Now he's telling me all these words over here. Now, for the masturat at home, whether they heard these words, tawakkul, yaqeen, iman, trust in Allah. How to trust in Allah? How to trust in Allah Ta'ala? We have to learn also. How the Tani has mentioned, Rahmatullah Alayhi, some people go some extreme. Tawakkul. Tawakkul, Allah will send my rosy. Allah will send my rosy. I do little bit here and there. some odd jobs or pick up a parcel. Then when he goes for a proposal, then the father asks, what work are you doing? He says, hey, these people got no iman. He's asking what work I'm doing, what car I came with. Oh, right. We're living in a world of asbab. We're living in a world, father-in-law will see now, future father-in-law will see what car you're driving, whether you can look after my daughter. And even in Sharia, it's mentioned also, a person who has the ability to look after his wife, he should get married. You can't say, no tawakkul you got. I'm living on tawakkul. You can live on tawakkul, alhamdulillah. As I said, you live on tawakkul, you don't eat also. But to eat, he'll open his mouth big. No, that you have to eat. Tawakkul, but stomach will get full. So no, that have to eat. You have to work also. You have to go out, look for your rozi. Allah has a system. So we are coming every week to learn about iman. About iman, about our aqaid, our akhlaq. What akhlaq do we have at home? It's a complete syllabus. Akhlaq, one is in the majlis, one is in the parking lot. The one is when we're going back home also, what kind of akhlaq we're showing with the wife, with the children, our level of tolerance. As Mawlana Maghda Sahib says also, the Marakat, he says, every second at home is a second of sabr. You don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what's going to happen next at home. The business you're controlling at home, out of control. Is that in your control? You say, out of order. Everything is out of order. So they put a sticker there. So you also, he says, a second of sabr. You don't know what's going to happen next. How much akhlaq you have to show. How much of tolerance you got to have with the children. As Hazrat says also, you go home, the wife is tired of the children. And the way she's saying, he did this and he did that. And she, the way she's saying it now, you make them shaheed. You put one hand on them, she says, why are you hitting them? He said, now you told me all this about them. Now I'm disciplining them. Now you're disciplining me. Sabr bhai. Which way to go? Nobody perfected parenthood. Amal is intact, your salah is intact, you're standing straight in salah, qiraat is right, Allah will guide you. Allah will guide you how to make tarbiyat. We don't know how to make tarbiyat. We haven't been our tarbiyat yet. People use the word, very big word, tarbiyat. We have to nurture our children. We have to proper Islamic tarbiyat. But myself, my tarbiyat, my amal for the day, for the week, my zikr, my Quran tilawat. So if my tarbiyat is done, automatically the house tarbiyat will be made. But it all depends upon me. So we learn all of this to come every week, how to make our own tarbiyat, our akhlaq, iman, akhlaq. Then our ibadat is to be correct for the whole week coming ahead, all my ibadat. We can't just take it, it'll come right. We don't say about dunya, like it'll come right. We have to make a plan. We make a plan. We have contacts. We phone them. We have to tap them all the time. So to our deen, when it comes to our ibadat, to put it right, we have to learn our deen. We can't just do it haphazardly as we want to, how Allah Ta'ala wants it. And Hazrat says also, to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, you love me, follow my Nabi. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Allah says, those people who follow Allah, who listen to Allah, obey Allah and His Rasul, they will be the successful ones. They'll be fa'izun. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Subhanallah. We don't understand these ayats. Allah says, obey Nabi of Allah. Obey Allah. Obey Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat may pour down upon you. So simple. Was the command of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My salah, my dressing, my style, my outlook in life has to be according to sunnah. Well, Ilyas Ibrahimullah mentioned also, when he came to the effort of da'wat and tabligh, one of the maqasid and purposes of tabligh and da'wat to go in the path of Allah, to reform ourselves, is to bring the ummah back to that level of iman and environment. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummah in Madinah Munawwara in his time. To bring the ummah back over there again. Every home where there was iman, where there was ibadat, where there was akhlaq, where there was social interaction was according to deen. To the extent now, mashayikh say, even the playing of the children in the streets of Madinah Munawwara, even that too was deen. Even that too was part of the deen. How they would play the children, that was part of, wasn't just sports. Today is sports. That even our deen now is becoming sports also. As I say, we're taking now Musalla and the Imam Sahib to the cricket match. Imam Sahib would read the, he say, what a mockery. That now you're bringing Salah to ride to the stadium. The third place for Salah. Salah is the highest form of ibadat. And the highest place for that ibadat, Masjid al-Haram, Madina Munawwara, and there you bring all the fitna in there. So that too is spoilt. And then all the murat, etc., and all these logos that we are wearing, the Puma, and all these other ones we have with a little animal, we can see now what is doing to our children, what akhlaq, what impression? Hadith Sharif says also that don't have a saddle of a horse that is made of cheetah skin. So commentators say, because what you use has an effect on your nature, your tabiat, your temperament, and your akhlaq, and your behavior. So don't even use a cheetah skin also, because you become like that. Don't use snake skin also, crocodile skin. It has an effect on your akhlaq. We can see the children now. What are you making them wear? Right? Whether it is real or fake, but they're acting like that. Right? They're going to become like spiders and bats and all this. And all this. We want to kill spiders. We want to kill bats. But see how they made us. Whereas a child should want to become like a sahabi. Pure, clean, iman, akhlaq, devotion, loyalty to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, love for deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So how to bring all these sifats? So we're reading every Thursday night, Lailatul Jumu'ah, the 99 names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the intention, Ya Allah, give me the reality of every one of your names in my life. We love every name of Allah, recognize Allah through His sifat and His attributes. We like certain person because he's jokey, he's jovial, she's a good cook, she's a good baker. So we tell her also, why you don't cook something for us? Why you don't bake something for us? And we give a good word. Right? Whatever people are good in, Allah is good in everything. How much we should love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How we praise people love? How we should be praising Allah? We learn the sifat of Allah and use it in our du'as. Then the root of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat say, we don't use it to our benefit. We're not, what do you say, exploiting it. This durood sharif, that 40 durood we are reading, Jumu'ah will come. He said, use it to your benefit. How to use durood sharif to our du'as to get accepted? Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, is to make sure in every du'a is to recite durood sharif. He says, never rejected. Durood is never rejected by Allah tabarak, whoever reads it. Big gunegar also, big sinner also. Takes the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's rahmah just pours upon him. Just pours upon him. Hazrat mentioned there were thousands of people. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi only gave them durood sharif, no other wazifa. So durood sharif, the entire islah got made. Just a durood sharif. So how much we should be reading every day? 10 times at least in the morning, 10 times, if not 100 times. And to use durood sharif and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, the barakat of durood sharif, accept my duas. This we forget very quickly. So barakat, bijahin nabi, alayhi salat, ya Allah, accept it, get rid of my gunas and my sins. How that youngster in Madina Munawwara couldn't control his passions, his lust. He came to Nabi alayhi salat, O Nabi of Allah. He was very open. Nabi alayhi salat was so down to earth also. Where the youngster could come and tell him, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to make zina. Can't control myself anymore. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love, hikmat, wisdom, compassion. Didn't tell him, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? He took him in and he told him, Oh young man, do you have a sister? Do you have a mother? How do you like somebody doing the same thing with them? Hikmat, wisdom. Said, I wouldn't tolerate it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his blessed hand on his chest, made dua for him. Ya Allah, purify his heart and make him chaste. So Hazrat says that we don't have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam amongst us right now, that I can run to him. We have durood sharif. O Allah, to the barakat of the durood, Ya Allah, purify my heart. Make me chaste. With your power of jazb and pull, Ya Allah, pull me towards you. You should make these du'as to Allah. Ya Allah, the durood is so powerful, the barakat of the name. Now when Ali was giving a bayan recently, and how beautifully he mentioned, he said, du'as, you feel not getting accepted, and you feel I'm a gunegar, I'm a sinner. Ya Allah, where my du'as doesn't have any value. He says, the minimum you could do, in his own way, alim was saying, the minimum you can do is grow a sunnat beard. Somebody asked then, after that, he says, say to Allah, in your du'a, hold your beard. I say to Allah, Ya Allah, if you love this beard of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, I kept it out of his love and muhabbat. Ya Allah, you love me also, because I look like him. Because, Ya Allah, I look like him. The barakat of the beard, Ya Allah, because I emulate your Nabi, sunnat beard, Ya Allah, accept my dua. Ya Allah, accept my dua. See, your dua will never be rejected. Bring all the sunnats in your life. When I said, Ahmad Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, was the Amir of Hijaz, buried in Jannatul Baqi also. And Hazrat was in Mayfair. Somebody told him, Hazrat, come for breakfast. Please come, Hazrat, give you a da'awat, come to the house. But, subhanallah, O mashayikh, if only we spend time with them, understand them, read their life stories, it will inspire our hearts. How they loved the sunnah, how they led their life by sunnah. One sunnah, they were so particular about it. Person persisted, Hazrat, come home for breakfast, please come for one meal at least. So Mawlana asked him, was very informal with him. So he said, why you want me to come home? You have barakat in your home. He said, Jee Hazrat. He says, you have barakat in your home, bring sunnat in your house. Bring sunnat in your home. Barakat of Madina Sharif will come. Barakat of Roda will come. By me coming, barakat won't come. I can come, I can eat your food, but you still got all haram activities in your home, you got israf in your home. Bring the sunnat in your home, then mashallah. No problem. They will come and eat. But now we're going to come and eat, and so fancy tablecloth and plates. Our ustaz, Muftibadil Sahib Rahimullah, used to say, South African, this sirkhan, he said, kitna israf hota hai, so much of israf. He said, just for one meal, one big plate, one small plate, and then one bowl, and two, three spoons, and then one glass of this, one cup for that. He says, Ya Allah, just from one meal, how much water they have to use to clean it, how much of detergent they have to use, and how many staff for that. He said, what's the sunnah? The minister had only one bowl. One bowl, he did everything. He was the king. He was the king, but he said, who are we emulating? Not that king. The king of all kings, the king of Madina Munawwara. We want to follow the king of Britain, and the king of France, and the king of so and so. He said, well, who you will follow? Qiyamah's day you'll be raised with them. Qiyamah's day you'll be raised with them. Allah save us. We want to follow that king. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple lifestyle. We so worry about dinner sets. Not matching. All are broken. Our Hazrat Wala subhanallah going to his home for meals. So simple. So simple. Simple things like. Or you have the margarine tubs also. Use now for serviettes there. Nothing fancy. Everything. We're living for akhirat. Investment for akhirat. Yeah, our housewife is so particular. Have to have it like this. We don't say haram. But they're going to israf. Now this woman, this is decorating the house. This filling the shelves because you put a shelf there. And we say also that the more freezers you buy, you still get full. You still get full. How it gets full, Allah knows best. Allah give tawfiq, alhamdulillah, to feed some jamaats. Feed the friends of Allah. Invest in the akhirat. Only Farooq Makki sahab would say, he says, our masturat, ladies, we can't take them jamaat everywhere. They can't go for all the programs. But at least they can feed the jamaat that comes to the local masjid. They can't go the whole world, but they can feed jamaats from all over the world. They got the investments in all those countries. Allah has given us such a beautiful deen. So we come to the nice, my dear brothers, for Islam. To get a week right. We're not saying now your whole life. We say whole life, we already fall down. We say get this next week coming ahead. From Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, make our niyat every week. At home, number one, as the ladies want to hear it also, at home I'll behave. MashaAllah. You made the niyat, you're going to behave for the week, now behave at home. Behave at home, don't be sarcastic, don't be funny, don't make jokes they won't laugh at. Behave at home. Behave, you don't have to say it, don't say it. And they'll ask you also, why are you not talking? Say, I made niyat, read in Durood Sharif. Hazrat says to, keep your tasbih away. Be amicable, good akhlaq. Ask Allah for good akhlaq. They say, you know, learn good akhlaq, you have to go back. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave the franchise of good akhlaq to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Ya Allah, we didn't see the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the barakat of Durood Sharif. Ya Allah, give us that akhlaq. Give us that tolerance, Ya Allah. Give us that akhlaq, the smiling face all the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These intentions we have to make. That akhlaq at home is the same, akhlaq in the business space is the same, akhlaq in the masjid is the same. The akhlaq of Nabi, his character, subhanallah. We have to learn, we have to try and implement it. No matter how difficult it is. But we don't know really what it is. Therefore we have to make dua for it. That's why Hazrat says, how many of us make dua to Allah? He says, one is now we talk about the aspects of deen, but who makes an effort to bring it and to make dua for it? Myself, I'm not doing it also. As I said, we talk about Durood Sharif. How many made dua to Allah? Ya Allah, give us tawfiq for this week, Ya Allah, to increase my Durood Sharif. To increase, Ya Allah, my deen this week. We just talk about it. He said, nobody will make the effort or make a plan. When you are coming to the end of a 1 year jamaat also, 1 year we spend in the path of Allah, and Ya Allah, except from all of us, we met an alim in Raiwind. We had about 2 weeks left. We sat down. Real worker. He said, you're going back after 1 year. He said, what plan you made now to shake your country? So we all sat down. We said, don't make any plan. Businessman has a plan already. When he's going for the show in China, he's got a plan already. How he's going to bring it down, how he's going to market it, which sector he's going to target. See, you have no plan who you're going to target, how you're going to have a family program, home program, neighborhood, etc. No. He said, we didn't think about it. You start your 1 year again. said, Inna lillahi. They say, you've got to sit and you've got to think. How you, Allah gave you a ni'mat, how are you going to use it? So we got, he said, we're speaking about deen, but who has a plan for this week now? I am going to change this in my home. I am going to change my dressing for the week. At least when I come for salah, I put my kurta on. Little things, little steps, we know what happens. Little steps you take towards Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala opens avenues. That person gave only 30 riyals. How much Allah ta'ala gave him in return? That's only 30 riyals. I just change what is most difficult for me. Make a plan once a week, twice a week, and try my best. Look at the avenues Allah will open up. So I know for the week now, Ya Allah, I made a plan for the week. One is now we heard the bayan, make the niyat and make the dua and take every day as it comes. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayh, a person just driving around and he didn't make intention not to look at haram. He didn't make intention, he's just driving, he just got in his mind, I won't look. But he still look. This is adame qasde nazar. No niyat of looking. He did not make a niyat not to look. He will look. He did not make an intention not to look. He did not make an intention not to look. He will still look. Qasde adame nazar. He has to make an intention not to look. Then he won't look. I won't understand the difference now. So when he left home, he had no intention. He had no intention. I'm just going to drive around. He'll still look around. But once he makes a positive intention, I'm not going to do it. Allah's help is with him now. Allah's help is with him. He made the intention. He made the intention. He made a plan. I got a habit of looking around. Now what I'll do, I look at the number plates only. I wanted to see who's driving in the car. I don't have to look right. I don't have to look left. I got tasbih in my hand. Think of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. Allah Ta'ala made the car. Allah Ta'ala gave the brains to operate this car also. Now apply your mind. Now apply your mind. And you see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give the tawfiq not to make any guna. When I'm driving, when I'm going around, because you made the intention. So the week ahead also to make this niyat and this intention. Ya Allah, whatever I heard, and more than I heard also, Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq. We're going to make the intention. We're going to make the plan in the head. Small plan. Small mashwara with yourself. As I'm making dua for the week, I take hisab every day. Today, how was the day? Wasn't right? Istighfar toba. Istighfar toba. Istighfar toba. And move ahead. Now I'm thinking of my akhirat. I'm thinking of my qabr. Ya Allah, how am I going to fail my qabr? Make mashallah the family at home. So this islah is to reform. We take it now to be daily and weekly. Daily and weekly. Daily. Alhamdulillah. Things went well for the day. I got my surahs at night also. And we find we're building ourselves slowly, slowly. Now, when Ilyas Abu say, rahmatullah alayh, he said, what a person, now he lead his life. He said, before we leave this world, Ya Allah, we want to taste the sweetness of Iman before we leave. You won't get the sweetness in the Qabr. You won't get the sweetness of Iman in the Qabr. You won't get the sweetness of Quran Tilawat in the Qabr. The sweetness is only, and there is sweetness in it. And the yearning should come in the heart, Ya Allah, I want to taste it. And sometimes we do taste it. As I mentioned also recently, he said, ask ourselves a sign that my heart is getting softer. A sign that my heart is getting softer. How do I gauge? Or is my heart getting harder every week? Because of dunya and dunya and dunya. Although it may be for deen also, but then it's high powered. What's the sign that really I'm working towards my akhirat? See, when I raise my hands, the tears start flowing. My heart is getting softer. Because I'm thinking of my qabr. It's become a reality. Says the less I think about it, the heart will become harder. Then to even try to cry also become difficult. When's the last time I really cried for Allah? When's the last time I tried to take out a tear also? When's the last time I took out time to really make dua and beg Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me a soft heart. Give me the understanding of deen. So these efforts we have to make now within the week. From this week to next week. Whatever amal we can do, grab the amal. Whatever it may be, grab it. Talim in the masjid, few minutes to sit. But what barakat in that? How the iman will come into my heart? Talim in my home. There's only avenue for deen to come in my house is through talim. If I'm not going to make talim in my home, then I'm not preparing for akhirat. I'm not preparing my family for akhirat also. There's no talk of deen in my house. Yes, teaching in Darul Uloom also, my dear brothers, we can teach kitabs, we can teach fiqh, we can teach hadith, we can teach Quran tafsir. Iman will not increase. Iman will not increase. Iman will only increase when you speak about the greatness of Allah. You see what happens? Person like studying ilm, studying knowledge, but then too difficult to come for namaz. But the person who is speaking about Allah, tabarakat, his concern is here with Islam, is a fikr, is a concern. So it doesn't mean now just to have ta'lim to know. To know is one portion of it. To call towards is something else, and to bring deen is a different effort. I have to bring deen. To bring correct deen, I have to learn. I have to give the da'wah, and then I have to bring the deen into my life also. So these efforts we have to make during the week. Allah Ta'ala gave us to make amal, inshaAllah. Let us read a few lines from the other kitab with regards to anger control, and then we conclude, inshaAllah. Last week we read about the wazifa, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and also the cure for anger. So that says when a person is taken over by anger, then he should say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." To say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." But then to others says, make sure when you're reading it now, don't look at the person and tell him, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." Because he might think now you're calling me shaitan. He said, quietly look to the right or look to the left and read the wazifa quietly. This is one way to get rid of your anger. Thereafter, Hazrat discusses desire for revenge and wilayat. Desire for revenge. Somebody hurt me, did me down, it'll come in the heart all the time. Now Hazrat spoke about it also. Says revenge, intiqam. Says revenge is very sweet. Revenge is, I got back at him. Or I got back at her. I showed her a point. Or I showed him a point. Revenge is very sweet. But the effects of it is very bitter. The revenge at that time is sweet, but the effects is very bitter after that. You regret the rest of your life. Why did I take revenge? Forgiveness is very bitter, but the long-lasting effect is very sweet. You become the beloved of Allah. Hadith Sharif says, the person who forgives and forgets, he forgives. You might think, if I forgive, then he'll trample me. Then he'll trample me, or she'll take advantage of me. So I'm not going to forgive. Keep them at bay. Hadith Sharif says, the person who forgives, Allah will only increase him in honor and dignity. More respect, how he forgave, like Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much he did not forgive. What respect Allah Ta'ala gave him. There was no jazba of intiqam. There was no feeling of revenge. Now we insan will feel it sometime. To take the revenge, to show a point, to say back, or hurt that person, or even wish bad, that person will see what happened to him. And we're waiting for it to happen also. They will say, good, because he did this to me. Acha, you're a wali of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala took now revenge on your behalf. Forgive, overlook. And you see the long lasting effects of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it sweet for you. Alama Abu al-Qasim Qushayri rahmatullah alayhi says, Inna al-waliya la yakunu muntaqiman wal-muntaqimu la yakunu waliyan. Inna al-wali la yakunu muntaqiman wal-muntaqimu la yakunu waliyan. Alama Abu al-Qasim Qushayri rahmatullah alayhi says, a friend of Allah does not take revenge. Friend of Allah does not take revenge because he loves the makhluq. You see, that person who will tolerate the makhluq, that person who will tolerate the makhluq of Allah, will overlook them, will tolerate them, Allah will bless him with a few sifat. Overlooks, carried on smiling, forgives. First of all, Allah will give him the love for the creation. Allah will give him the love for the creation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him fikr and concern for the creation. But if he doesn't overlook, then he'll hate the creation. But Ilyas Ab Rahimullah told even the Mawatis, said the Hindus don't come to Islam. Hazrat, why? Said they can read your body language. You don't have love for them. You show them a little bit muhabbat, our locals also. We're scared now they'll come unto deen. If they come, become Muslims, they come to the masjid, then we can't underpay them. Then we can't do this, we can't take work from them. So we don't have love for the iman. They overlook them, Allah will give you love of the creation. Allah will love you because of that. And Allah will give you fikr and concern for the creation. So a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take revenge. And one who takes revenge can never be a friend of Allah. Can never be a friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So even if you understand this, my dear brothers, that a friend of Allah never takes revenge, he never hurts the makhluq of Allah. He never hurts the makhluq of Allah. This is the abrar. The abrar la yu'dhuna dhar. The abrar, the high ranking friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, don't even harm ants also. As it says, we saw this practically. that when we read about this, that the Abrar don't even hurt the ants also. He said, we were going to Allah, Abrar al-Haqsa, rahmatullahi, Hardoi. And he sat down to make wuzu somewhere, one of the masajid. Then he got up and he went to another seat. Got up again from there, he went to the other side. So I said, Hazrat, what happened? He said, no, when I went the first place, there were ants that were walking there. Second seat I went, there were ants there also. So I didn't want to disturb them, so I found a tap where there were no ants. What we will say, hey, wash them away. They're going to infest the masjid of the house. They don't even harm the ants, they'll make dua, ya Allah, you remove them. Ants are connected to Allah. They won't even take revenge for that also. We'll call pest control. Quickly come and sort it out. Turn to Allah. Ya Allah, you remove them. Ya makhluk, ya Allah, you take care of them. You take, yes, permission is given to whatever extent it is. But look at the friends of Allah, to what extent. Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he would partake of meals, but they could weigh his nazar, where his heart was. His habit was, after he would partake of meals, he would gargle his mouth always in the garden as far as possible. Because he would say, the first time you gargle your mouth, there's still food particles in the mouth, and you're just throwing it away. So now he would flush his mouth and he would spit it out in the garden. He said, this is food for the ants. At least they'll get something. Even they will get something. They were thinking about the ants and the animals. He says, now we, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Whether we're animals, whether we're insan. We want to take revenge from insan. We want to hurt other insan also. Speak bad about them. So the friend of Allah doesn't take revenge. One who takes revenge can never be a friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So on this point also, a person wants to become a real friend of Allah, then our mashayikh say also, if he really loves the makhluk of Allah, becoming the friend of Allah, we'll have time now to go hunting for sports, and go fishing for sports, to kill the makhluk of Allah. He's taking enjoyment in it. He's taking enjoyment. That was the mother of a little one, and he took her life away. Yes, it's for survival. It is for survival. You know, we like to eat certain meat, but there's enough meat in the marketplace, alhamdulillah. Enough meat over there. To go for sport's sake, just to go and take lives of animals. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would tell Sahaba radiallahu anhum, don't make the back of your conveyances a sofa, in our words. Meaning now, that if you met your friend, you're sitting on the back of your horse, and you're sitting on the back of your horse, he's sitting on the back of his camel or horse, and you're conversing. Say, get off the animal. Set a sofa. Use it according to necessity. Animal has a right also. To that extent, Nabi of Allah was so particular about animal rights. Now we're doing it for sports. To go and kill the animals, to go and kill the fish. Live bait, we know it's haram to use live bait. That's the adib. You're punishing the makhluk of Allah, even though it be a worm, but using it as live bait. So we can imagine the friends of Allah, where their nazar is. Now to harm insan, we should be loving insan. Connect him to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So where can we become angry? How can one who does not know how to treat Allah's creation with mercy be hopeful of the mercy of Allah upon himself? That's a friend of Allah. He has mercy. Hazrat says, how can one who does not know how to treat Allah's creation with mercy be hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon himself? He has no mercy, intolerant. And unfortunately, myself also, that we know when it comes to the family, whether the children, whether the wives, whether our parents, right, they want to tell us something, but they say, hold on, just check his mood first. Very moody. Very moody. So they got to check, why you should be moodless? No mood. But they got to check every time, how's his mood? Can talk to him now? Can't talk to him now? Busy, irritated. And when he's sleeping, don't make noise, please. Yeah, they're going tyrant staying in the house. Close the door, don't make noise. Very sensitive, a little bit. He gets upset, oh, shh, spoiling my sleep, making noise. Definitely a person has some illness or something we can understand. But just to be moody now. Just, Nabi Ali Salat was so, subhanAllah. As Aisha would say, radiallahu anha, he was so accommodating. When he used to enter the house, Nabi Ali Salat was not like our house. Just one small room. His salam was so audible that those that were awake could hear the salam, and those that were asleep would not be disturbed. Or do you make so much of noise? We just put the light on. Sometimes you know we go in Jamaat or Etikaf. Brothers are sleeping, whole night they are awake. Brother takes a call 10 o'clock in the morning. Loudly he's speaking. And now everybody is disturbed. Doesn't realize how loud he's speaking. And now he's hard of hearing, inna lillahi. But not concern, brothers are sleeping, they're taking a rest. To the extent we are taught, even in the masjid also, masjid now is built for salah. First it is Quran, he reads too loudly, Quran disturbs the musallis, his Quran tilawat is makruh. Reading loud Quran, disturbing musallis. Person is in salah, reading sunnah, somebody next to you, is reading Quran loud, you can hear him reading, Allahu Akbar, Sami Allah, Hamida. He disturbing next musalli, his salah is makruh. They're getting reward for it. So how we should be so careful at home also, we don't disturb anybody. Whether we go in the children's room also, whether we have to go in the bathroom also. Only Magda Sahib says, nowadays we want to show the wife how pious we are. But tahajjud time will make big noise. Say, sorry, I disturbed you. Maaf, just tahajjud, few rakas tahajjud namaz. That way you're going to get sawab for it. But yes, you're sensitive sleeper. Then you should be more careful now. But you make it somewhat of doom dam in the house now. Whole neighborhood knows you woke up for tahajjud. He says, now this is the time to be quiet. When it's time to make noise, then you must make noise. But now we are opposite to this. So how to become the friend of Allah? How to behave? We have to learn from the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse which says that if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness for yourselves, forgive His servants' faults. Forgive His servants. Look at them. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib will say rahmatullah alayh, Allah ta'ala gave us two eyes. Wisdom of two eyes. One is to look at your own faults, other eye to look at the good in people. I'm faulty. Hazrat says, use this word and tell yourself, you faulty, Yusuf, you faulty. Or we tell the wife, hey, Jubuk say takira. Hey, Biki takira. Right. In Darul Home, if you hear this word, this guy is takira. I said, what's takira? He said, he's a bit faulty. He's a bit faulty. He said, use that word for yourself. Tell yourself, Yusuf, you are faulty. Through and through. Wife tells you also, then you want to start with the hurdles. See, Jazakallah, you're right. As we mentioned last week, then should I tell Hazrat also, dare you tell Hazrat about me. You say you're faulty, but no, don't tell the mechanic what's wrong with it. Don't tell the mechanic, he must pick it up. Then you go fight with the mechanic after that. But I am faulty, I've got faults definitely. I need to come right, I want to come right. So he said, you use the word for yourself. So forgive his servant's faults. Even if one commits the same mistake of getting angry over and over again, then too, do not lose hope. Don't lose. Say, I still can't control my anger. Still can't. Don't lose hope. You carry on. As we said, so the wasila of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, remove this anger from me. Remove it from me and let me use it in only the jayiz way. In the correct way where I should be getting angry. If I miss my salat, I miss my amal, I get angry upon myself. Don't lose hope. After one's anger has subsided, hasten to make amends quickly. Hasten to make amends quickly. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and give us complete islah, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يا رب. صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة يا كريم يا حليم يا واسع المغفرة أو كريم رحيم الله غفر الذنوب ستار العيوب. Ya Allah, only you can forgive sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have plenty of gunas and sins, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, through your Qudrat, O my Allah, through your Sifat of Ghaffar, and Ya Allah, and Rahman and Rahim, O my Allah. Ya Allah, purify us and cleanse us of all our sins and bad habits, O my Allah. O my Allah, through your power of jazb and pull, O my Allah, pull us towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, O my Allah. We haven't even started crawling as yet, O my Allah. O my Allah, you pick us up, Ya Allah. You pull us towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst your awliya and friends, O my Allah. Give us those tears, give us those tongues, O my Allah. Give us those hearts, O my Allah, that fall in love with you. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, become ours and make us yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the environment around us, O my Allah, like steel walls around us of fitna, O my Allah, calling us, Ya Allah, the entire ummah towards fitna, towards your disobedience, O my Allah, towards living out the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, only you can save us, O my Allah, only you can help us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qadir and Mutlaq, O my Allah, nothing is greater than you, nothing is more powerful than you. Ya Allah, your name is greater than all our sins and all our bad habits, O my Allah, the barakat of your beloved name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through the Qudrat, O my Allah, through the barakat of all your beautiful sifat, O my Allah, give us complete islah, O my Allah, purify our hearts, O my Allah, reform our habits, reform our tongues, our ears, our eyes, O my Allah, make it only for you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, make our lives for you, O my Allah, our breathing for you, our walking for you, our living and dying for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us love for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the knowledge of every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, accept our health, our wealth, our time, O my Allah, for the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to carry disease to the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, our progenies, our homes, our health, our wealth, our time, O my Allah. O my Allah, our lives are ticking away, O my Allah. The minutes are going, O my Allah. The hours, the minutes are going, O my Allah. We are getting closer and closer to the qabr, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us tawfiq, give us the reality of qabr, that Ya Allah, we have to go into that sunduq, into that box in the ground, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to fill the qabr, Ya Allah, with a'mal, O my Allah. When we'll go into there, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, we'll be welcome, O my Allah. There'll be cool wind that will blow upon us. Ya Allah, it'll be comfortable for us, O my Allah. There'll be love of nur and light for us, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us those a'mal, give us that love for you, give us that passion for deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hatred for sins and gunas, O my Allah. How we hate feces and stool and urine, O my Allah, the napak things. Ya Allah, make gunas napak to us, O my Allah. We hate it, O my Allah. We don't go near to it, O my Allah. Keep within us that, Ya Allah, wa karrihirin al kufra wal fusuqa wal isyan. Ya Allah, make it, Ya Allah, make it, Ya Allah, make it dislike to us that we hate it to displease you, O my Allah. Give us your true love and muhabbat. Ya Allah, give us a fikr and concern not to displease you, O my Allah. All your bounties and ni'mas are pouring upon us day and night. Ya Allah, when we are asleep, O my Allah, when we are awake, O my Allah, the food that you have given us, the drink that you have given us, the sleep you have given us, the rest, O my Allah, the homes and the cars, O my Allah, your ni'mas and bounties are pouring upon us. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings, O my Allah. Make us amongst your obedient servants, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Give our children hidayat, O my Allah. Give our families hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save our families from kufr and shirk, Ya Allah, from nifaq and hypocrisy. Save us, O my Allah. Keep us with iman and take us with iman. Blow the winds of hidayat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all, Ya Allah, whatever the ummah is going through, O my Allah. Ya Allah, put in our hearts, O my Allah. It is because of us, because of my sins, Ya Allah, because of my shortcomings, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, O my Allah, help the Muslims of Gaza, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how much longer, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, your qurban will be taken from them. Ya Allah, they are kalima parne wala. Ya Allah, they read kalima also. Ya Allah, they have love for you, O my Allah. They haven't given up, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they turn to you day and night. Ya Allah, they are tired, O my Allah. Give them a rahat. Ya Allah, they are hungry, feed them. Ya Allah, they have no place to sleep, O my Allah. O my Allah, their ummati is of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. If your Nabi was here today, O my Allah, you would embrace them, O my Allah. Sahaba Ikram was here, Khalid bin Walid was here, Umar bin Khattab was here, O my Allah. No one will raise a finger against the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we the scum of the earth and have been behind, O my Allah. We can't lift one finger, we can't lift our hands and make dua for our brothers, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to feel the pain of the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr for them, O my Allah, accept the shahadat, O my Allah, give the mothers the sabr. Give their fathers the perseverance. Oh my Allah, you catch hold of the hand of the zalim, oh my Allah. You shake them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, shake the earth beneath them, oh my Allah. Sink them, oh my Allah. Let the bombs fall upon them, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. You are Qadir and Mutlaq, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they have come against the teachings of your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, accept their du'as, oh my Allah. It is your promise, Ya Allah. The du'a of the zalim will never go unheard. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, in your wisdom, you know what is best, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, through the qurbani, O my Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, free Masjid al-Aqsa, O my Allah, free, Ya Allah, al-Haramain Sharifain, free us, Ya Allah, from the lifestyle of the Yahudis and Nasara, O my Allah, from the Maghdubi alayhim and al-Dalin. Ya Allah, those whose anger, your anger is upon those that are astray. Ya Allah, save us from the trends, O my Allah, from the fashion, O my Allah, from the spots, O my Allah, who you have cursed, Ya Allah, you're angry with them, O my Allah, save us from that. Ya Allah, save us the lifestyle, save our homes, our families and our children. Ya Allah, make our homes like the homes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Give us the iman of Sahaba, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us their lives, O my Allah. You become pleased with us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept us with the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah, to the barakat of the sidqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all our mashayikh, all our sadis, our grand imam, fi sihat and salamat. Ya Allah, especially our shaykh, Ya Allah, accept his suffer, make it easy for him, make it a means of hidayat. Ya Allah, grand imam, fi sihat and salamat and qabuliyat. Make our dunya, make our akhirat, Ya Allah. You guide our children, O Kareem Rahim Allah. You become the kafil, Ya Allah. You become the wakil, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed on, O my Allah, full the qabr and nur. Ya Allah, there's a true life in the qabr as you are sitting here, O my Allah. We don't know what is happening there. Hamniya in adab. Ya Allah, my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, uplift the adab, give them rahat, give them sukoon. Ya Allah, raise them, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us sufi to make dua for the marhumeen. All those that have lost the beloved ones, O my Allah, Ya Allah, you console their hearts, Ya Allah, make them happy, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, give them your true love and muhabbat and all of us, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we make shukr for all your ni'mat and your bounties, O my Allah, the ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of ihsan, the ni'mat of Quran, the ni'mat of dhikr, the ni'mat of masajid and makatib and ulama. The ni'mat of the khidmat of Deen, O my Allah. And then all the see Allah moving in your path of Istahi programs. O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the sweetness of all these beautiful, Ya Allah, faculties of Deen, departments of Deen, the Amal of Deen. Just drown, O my Allah, these beautiful Amal and enjoy ourselves, O my Allah, and make our Akhirat. Ya Allah, give us the reality, save us from deception. Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alina innaka antat tawwab al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa سلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. Also very important, my dear brothers, not to forget our Ijtima is around the corner next month, August 9th and 11th, in Newcastle. Our Ijtima will take place, inshallah. So keep that weekend empty, that we all are going to the Ijtima. Tell them Asturat at home, some making dua. And Hazrat says we all are worried about the cabinet. Who's going to be in parliament? Who's going to be there depends on our a'mal. If we will sacrifice our time, our weekends, we shouldn't get involved in intoxication of the weekend. As kuffar intoxicated in the alcohol, unfortunately we're getting intoxicated of the entertainment of the way we're going this weekend. What we're doing? The 9th and 11th, we'll get to the ishtima, inshallah. Make the shkil from now. Ishtima is taking place. And to prepare for that, alhamdulillah, every Friday night we have our ishtima in Masjid al-Hilal. If we can make it for at least one program, after Isha, Hayatul Sahaba, or after Maghrib, after Asr, after Fajr, some part of the program, we come into that environment, inshallah, we don't know whose hearts will turn. So a little Friday night program is taking place next month also, so make intention, inshallah, we attend the Ijtima, bring all our, whoever we can bring with us, inshallah. Jazakallah.